This tape contains yours truly, Olga, for Palm Sunday, in 5 seconds from now. Hello, everyone. This is yours truly, Olga. Here's a verse by Laurie E. Dawson on Palm Sunday. I would have liked to walk along the way and wave the branches green and gay, to have caught a glimpse of the gentle face as he rode that day with lowly grace. I wish I could have sung his praise and known about his kingly ways, to have seen the love upon his face as he rode that day with measured pace. I was not there, but still I know the many ways that I can show my love for others and keep today Palm Sunday in my heart to stay.
I walk with God from this day on.
He was one of us. He was born as little children are and lived as children do. So remember that the Saviour was once a child like you. And remember that he lived on earth in the midst of sinful men, and the problems of the present existed even then. He was ridiculed and laughed at in the same heartbreaking way that we who fight for justice are ridiculed today. He was tempted. He was hungry. He was lonely. He was sad. There's no sorrowful experience that the Savior has not had. And in the end, he was betrayed and even crucified. For he was truly one of us. He lived on earth and died. So do not heed the skeptics who are often heard to say, "What does God up in heaven know of things we face today?" For our Father up in heaven is very much aware of our failures and shortcomings and the burdens that we bear. So whenever you are troubled, put your problems in God's hand, for he has faced all problems, and he will understand.
Justify their sin. little child is who the prophets said. He'll return to judge this world, the living and the dead.
A song for all seasons, Christmas and as we approach Easter. Out of his vast experience as doctor, musician, thinker, and theologian, Albert Schweitzer has given the world a new thought which he has called reverence for life. This reverential attitude towards life and living lifts the mind from self-consciousness to world consciousness, quickening feeling into an awareness of the sufferings of others. Love is lifted out of the realm of sentiment and becomes synonymous with compassion. When Jesus entered Jerusalem and looked down upon the city, he wept. He knew what was coming to it, and he wept because he loved. Time and again we are told that he was moved with compassion for the multitude. They seemed to him a sheep without a shepherd. Their blindness, their ignorance, and their unhappiness moved him to pity that had its inevitable consummation on the cross of Calvary. In this century, when suffering is an accepted item in the daily news, we have to guard against the insidious sin of hard-heartedness, which is the result of thinking without feeling. A heart that has never been wrung with compassion for another is a heart that has never known the true meaning of the religion of Jesus. When thought is warmed by the glow of the imagination, it becomes feeling. Feeling becomes love, and love becomes pity.
Love lifted even me when nothing else could help.
Some of the greatest saints in history have come off the scrap heap. Left to themselves, they would have gone their own way and died unnoted. But they weren't left to themselves. God had a job for them. Mary Magdalene, the degraded and the defiled, became a friend of Jesus, and her name will live as long as the Gospels are preached. Saul, having returned to Tarsus, might not have been heard of again if Barnabas had not turned up and taken him off to Antioch. Augustine might have been left to rot, but he heard a voice. John Bunyan might have lived and died a tinker, but something took hold of him, and he wrote a book which is read in all parts of the earth. Mary Baker Eddy, an obscure American woman, was a confirmed invalid and might have just faded away as a nonentity. But she rose from her sick bed and established a church which has exercised a profound influence for good. Thousands have found healing and hope in her teachings. Moses was abandoned amongst the rushes, but God had a tremendous job for this Hebrew mite. He was to lead Israel out of captivity and to codify the moral and social laws which are still the basis of our present system. There is no end to the list of great souls whom God has chosen from amongst the throwouts. Final reminder, it isn't the things you talk about, no matter how fine and true. It isn't the way you seem to live, nor even the things you do. It isn't the creed you call your own, nor the mottos on the wall. The only thing that really counts is what's in your heart, that's all. It isn't the many friends you make, it's only the friends you keep. It isn't the you that people see, it's the real you down deep. It isn't what people say you are, just let them talk as they please. It's what you know you are inside. What counts is what God sees.